Okay, we're here in Chicago, Illinois, at the Area Regional Control of PERS conference with Beringer Ingelheim. And with me is Stefan. Can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Sure. My name is Stefan Lange, and I'm the executive director of the swine division of the Beringer Ingelheim business, animal health business here in the U.S.
Tell me about this conference and what the purpose of it is.
Well, this is the second annual area and regional control conference for PERS. We started this last year at the same time in Chicago. And the purpose is to get the industry, the swine industry, together to talk about a game-changing approach to PERS control, meaning you step away from individual farm control and really go into area control, which means a lot of communication, coordination, and that's what this conference is about.
And this is being held prior to an international conference on PERS here in Chicago. And that just tells us this is not just a United States problem. This is something that is worldwide, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, we just leverage on the one hand that experts from international, from various countries come to the U.S. For the International PERS Conference, and we want to try to get together as many experts as possible to make sure that we do make progress. We do see the U.S. a little bit as the spearhead of this effort of area and regional PERS control. But yes, eventually this is something that should be considered and done in the rest of the world. Mind you, if you look, for example, at some projects in Mexico, there is already area and regional control in place in some other countries.
Yes, and we've already heard about that this morning here. Now, BI has been extremely involved in the control of PERS and the research of PERS. One of the things that you've offered is $75,000 for PERS research. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. We have had the so-called PERS Research Award out there for a number of years now, where we basically have an independent board of experts giving grants of each $25,000 for research projects in PERS. And we just want to support totally independent research in PERS, acknowledging that it is a very research-intense, technically intense disease, and that we need experts all over the place working on it.
Explain again, why is PERS such an economically important disease for the swine industry?
Well, if you look at some scientific analysis on the cost of PERS, the cost really per year for the U.S. pig industry ranges from anything of $550 million to up to $700 million losses due to PERS, simply because it produces abortions in sows, major respiratory disease, and really 80% of the costs is in pigs. And obviously that's a huge number of dollars that we lose annually.
And it's very important for BI as showing your support for trying to eradicate or at least control this disease.
Correct. The way we see it, we have a very strong commitment to the pig industry. This is the most important disease, and we want to help the industry solve this issue. We essentially want to support a control approach, and we see control as the first step to eradication. Certainly in pig dense areas, you can't just jump to eradication. You got to control it first. Now, this is a long-term effort, and we are committed for the long run to be with the industry in the same boat solving this.
Thank you very much, Stefan. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.